بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة. رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. Indeed, truthfulness leads to piety. وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة. And indeed, piety leads to Jannah. Now, this sentence has been mentioned in this booklet. In reality, this hadith is a little bit longer. This is one sentence in the hadith. So the hadith starts like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that indeed truthfulness, it leads to piety. Wa innal birra yahdi ila jannah, and piety leads to Jannah. And after that in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person carries on adopting truthfulness, being truthful, until, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is recorded that this person is a siddiq, someone who is extremely truthful. And thereafter in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to talk about falsehood and lying. He said, وَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, that lying, falsehood, it leads to disobedience. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and fujur leads a person, disobedience leads a person to the fire. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يَكْذُبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فُجَّارًا حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, and a person carries on lying until it, in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes a kadhab, an excessive liar. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned the virtue of truthfulness, and he has mentioned a warning for falsehood and lying. Now, the first thing to understand is that the word truthfulness, when we say the word truthfulness in the English language, then usually our mind goes to speaking the truth. And the same for lying. Our mind goes to lying means that saying something which is against the truth. In the terminology of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, truthfulness is a little bit more vast than that. What does truthfulness mean? Truthfulness means that a person's tongue, his actions, and his heart are all on the same page. His tongue, his actions, his heart, they are all on the same page. So for example, someone asks me something. An accident took place. Someone's property was damaged. And I am asked, did you do it? And I say, no, it wasn't me. But in my heart, I know that it was in reality me. I had a part to play. So my heart and my tongue are not on the same page. This is against truthfulness. At the same time, some damage took place. No one asks me who it is. No one asks me who it is. I'm not even a suspect. No one else has seen me. But I know my heart is telling me that I should go and tell that person because I am at fault, and I don't. That is also against truthfulness. In our terminology, we will say this. We won't say that this person has lied, but in the act of Sharia, he has acted against truthfulness. A person stands up for salah. When he stands up for salah, his actions are showing that I am totally focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am facing the qibla, which is the direction a person faces to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person raises his hands to say Allahu Akbar, then some ulama have said the meaning of that is that I am raising my hands to say that I am throwing everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind me. So, when a person begins salah, then he His actions are showing that he is focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is doing this solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at that time in his heart and his and mind, he is worshipping, he is praying, performing salah to please someone else. Because people will see that I am a pious person. Because if I don't perform salah, then so and so person will criticize me. If I don't perform salah slowly, then people will either criticize me, or people, if not, then they will think low of me. So his actions are showing that he is doing something totally for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his heart is not on the same page. That is also against truthfulness. Every Muslim's heart contains the kalima la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship, no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person accepts the kalima, that means he has accepted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who must be obeyed. If anyone else is to be obeyed, that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me to obey them. And when it comes to any clash between the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always the one who must be obeyed. Now if his actions go against that, his heart has the kalima which holds the message that only Allah must be obeyed and Allah must be totally obeyed. If his actions go against that, that is also against truthfulness, because his heart and his actions are not on the same page. Some incident takes place in which a friend and associate of mine is also partially at fault. He is also partially at fault. And someone asked me, do you know anything about the incident? So I mentioned the details of that incident, but I leave those details out, so that no one points a finger at my friend, at my associate. I haven't spoken a lie. I've just missed some details out. But my heart tells me that I should have mentioned those details. That is also against truthfulness. And when it comes to this level of truthfulness, if a person pays attention to his heart, he will always know what the demand of truthfulness is. I have done something wrong between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have missed a salah. I missed my Zuhr salah with Jama'ah today. And I had a little bit of a headache. I use that as an excuse that I'm not going to perform salah with Jama'ah today. I will perform it at home. But my heart and mind tells me that that headache was not really enough of an excuse, and you know it. It was a mild headache. It wasn't something which would prevent you from going to the supermarket if you needed to do so. So my actions and my heart are not on the same page. That is also against truthfulness. This is the truthfulness that Sharia demands. And this, from this explanation, you will have understood that truthfulness is a very high quality. That is why the awliya and the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, they have been given the title Sadiqeen, the truthful ones. So Sadiqeen does not just mean that this tongue is truthful. It means that at every single moment of their life, the heart, the tongue and the actions are all on the same page. The tongue does not say what is not in different to what is in the heart. The action, the body does not carry out any action that opposes what the heart contains. And that is why the word Siddiq. Siddiq means the Sadiqeen, truthful people. The word Sadiqeen has come in the Quran to refer to the pious people, the awliya, the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Those who believe, adopt taqwa and remain in the company of the sadiqeen, meaning the awliya, the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word siddiq comes to refer to a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a very high caliber. And siddiq means someone who is extremely truthful. Not just ordinary truthful, extremely truthful. And that is why, one reason why Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's title is Siddiq. Because he reached this very high stage of wilayah and friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one hallmark of that is that a person is very strong in this quality of truthfulness. And when a person makes it a point to adopt this quality of truthfulness, that whatever my heart tells me, that this is what I should be doing, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to say at this time, or whatever my heart is telling me, that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do at this time, and then he begins to act, practice upon it. Of course, initially it will be difficult, but he begins. He doesn't think, if I say this, then my worldly future will be harmed. When he begins this, then slowly, slowly, this brings total piety into his life. That is why in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna sidqa yahdi ila al-bir." Indeed, truthfulness leads to piety. Bir is a term which refers to the whole deen. So truthfulness, when a person adopts this, has this understanding of what truthfulness is, and he tries to adopt it at every juncture, then slowly but surely he comes onto the whole deen. And when he comes onto the whole deen, وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, then bir, total piety, being on the complete deen, leads a person to Jannah. So this hadith is given as a very simple message which is very practical, but it takes a person very far. It makes a person progress in leaps and bounds. That is why in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned, that once someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ جَبَانًا, that is it possible that a mu'min, a believer, is someone who is cowardly? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, this is possible. He has some weakness in iman. So because of that, despite being a mu'min, he is cowardly. Then the person asked, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَخِيلًا, is it possible that a mu'min is bakhil, he is miserly? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again he said yes. But yes, this is possible. It shouldn't be the case, but because of some weaknesses in iman. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that أَيَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنُ كَذُوبًا, that is it possible that a mu'min is someone who has a habit of lying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two things don't go together. It's like fire and water, they don't go together. So iman and a habit of lying, falsehood, the opposite. If you have fire somewhere and you put water there, the water will harm the fire. They can't coexist in the same place. In the same way, if you have iman and you have falsehood and lying there, that will harm the iman. And to strengthen that iman, you must remove that falsehood first. And you must bring truth. Truth is the fuel for that iman. It will strengthen that iman. When Sahabi radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned regarding him. The incident is lengthy, but I am just summarizing it. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him on a mission. And the mission was to negotiate with a certain group of the enemy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his intentions clear, that our intention is to kill them all. There was some wisdom behind that. It was a dangerous group of people whose presence there kept the Muslims in danger. They could attack the Muslims at our time. So he said, our intention is that we want to kill all of them. But he sent this person to talk to them over some issue. And he said that don't make it clear what our intention is. Now this person here, this Sahabi, had accepted Islam. He had accepted Islam, but before he was a Muslim, he had good connections with these people. Associates, friends. Now, he went there. And he began talking with them. And during the conversation, they must have asked, you have any idea? So, he was a Sahabi. But in the spur of the moment, he didn't say anything, but he made an ishara, he made an indication. In the spur of the moment that happened, he realized that I made error. Now if it was you and I, we would have done some kind of interpreting. I didn't say anything, did I? I didn't say anything. It was in the spur of the moment, and it was just an indication. Maybe they could have misread it as well. But he was a Sahabi, he understood the importance of truth, and truthfulness was in his heart. So after this error which happened in the spur of the moment, he left, he went to Masjid al-Nabawi. He tied himself to a pillar of Masjid al-Nabawi and he said that I am not going to move until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts my repentance. And after a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his repentance was accepted. Sayyidina Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this act of truthfulness and repentance so much that that pillar is blessed until today. And it is mustahab that when a person goes to Masjid Nabi, then he finds this pillar of Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu where he tied himself and he performs two rakat salat. It is mentioned about a pious person that once one of his associates passed away, a friend, one of his associates, someone in his family passed away. So, this pious person, he thought that, you know, I should write a letter. He lived at a distance. I should write a letter of condolence, ta'ziyah, which is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is slowly disappearing. Ta'ziyah means to console someone. And to console someone doesn't mean just to console someone when someone passes away. To console someone when any serious adversity comes upon them. Someone becomes ill in their family. So it was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at that time to console that person. Now if you are close by, then the method of consoling them is to go to them and mention words of consolation. And if you're at a distance, then of course you will have to do that by message. So in that time it was by letter. So he told his assistant, his khadim, that, you know, to write a letter. So he began dictating the letter. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am very grieved by Allah. He said he dictated this. And he was going to carry on dictating the letter. But then he paused. He paused and he lowered his head for a moment. And then after that he said to the khadim, the assistant, that, you know, the sentence I have just told, dictated to you, that I am very grieved at your loss. Change that sentence. Remove the word very. Change it to I am grieved at your loss. And he said that after I told you to dictate that sentence to you, I checked in my heart that I am saying I am very grieved at his loss. I am actually very grieved, you know? So he said, I came to the conclusion that it's not correct for me to write very here. I am grieved at your loss. It is correct for me to write that, but I would not describe it as very grieved. Truthfulness means in every moment of his life, a person's heart, his actions, his tongue, they are all on the same page. And if a person focuses on this, and in the barrier to this will always be some kind of, some illusion of worldly harm. No one does something that will harm his hereafter for no reason. No intelligent person does anyway. So a person will only do something, an evil action as lying or moving away from the truth when there is an opportunity to gain worldly benefit or there is an opportunity to stay away from worldly harm. I came late to work today. And the manager, he took me to task. And unfortunately, our habits have become such that in the spur of the moment, we have 10 different excuses. So-and-so person will say, this happened, that happened. Whereas in reality, we know none of them are fit to be excuses. Those of us who have some religious worry, we might not lie. But this method of hiding the truth, like in English they say a white lie, twisting the truth, it has become so common. It's part and parcel of our life to the extent that it's seen as a praiseworthy quality that he knows how to wriggle himself out of every situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimun bidhati sudur. He knows exactly what is going on in the heart. And he knows that this person, he has managed to escape in the eyes of the people, but he will never escape in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality is that such a person who does this, slowly, slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals his falsehood in front of the people as well. And they don't say anything. They don't say anything because he's used such words. He's wriggled himself out in such a way that no one can point a finger against him. But every person knows that he's twisting his words. He is lying or it's a half truth. And he loses respect in the eyes of every person. Truthfulness brings a person respect in this world and the hereafter. And falsehood, lying, abstaining from the truth. It might seem like it saves a person. It saves my face. It saves me from humiliation. I don't have to admit my mistake. I wriggled my way out of it, so I was saved from humiliation. But slowly but surely, he loses all respect in the eyes of the people. Every person in the sun, that this person is not someone to be trusted. On the other hand, a person makes an error. He admits to it. In that moment, that person will become angry. The manager takes him to task. Why were you late? And he said, I just woke up late, unfortunately. I'm sorry. In that moment, he will get a reprimand. He will get a telling off. But in the heart and the mind of the manager, he will understand this is a trustworthy person. There's someone that can be trusted. That means whenever he is given a task, he will fulfill it. And if he is unable to fulfill it, he will inform me. And this quality, it creates respect in the hearts of people. So this hadith is given as a very simple message, but one that is very easy to practice upon. So let us hold fast to it. And let us make it a goal that I will always hold fast to the truth. And there is one action that will aid us in this. The action that will aid us in this is muhasaba and self-assessment. Taking stock of yourself. Really, a person should take stock of himself after every action. Have I done it according to truthfulness? Did I speak according to truthfulness? But if a person cannot do that, then at the end of every day, did I do anything against truthfulness today? Because like I said, these habits are so ingrained into us that if we don't focus, then we won't even be able to spot these. I gave you a few examples just so you understand. Sometimes we just said that any intelligent person, he will not destroy his hereafter without a worldly benefit. But sometimes this habit of lying comes into us for no real benefit. So some of us, we have the habit that when we are relating stories, we add so many exaggerated details. And what benefit is there in the world? The only benefit is that we will be able to make the people around us laugh, or we will be able to interest them. So we are attaining the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter, and we are not gaining anything in the world as well. So to bring this quality into our lives, we will need to keep taking stock of ourselves, at least at the end of every day. Whatever I said, did I say anything against truthfulness? Did I do something that I know that I shouldn't have done, that my heart was telling me? Did I avoid saying something that I know that I should have spoken about that time? And then the first thing we should do is repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second thing we should do is rectify it, if we can. And thereafter, tell ourselves that this must not happen in future. If we do that, then slowly, slowly, truthfulness will come into our life. As truthfulness increases in our life, then the total deen will increase in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice among the means. Ameen wa khalil alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,